Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The man. The one and only, Bruce Thomas, who has written Fighting Spirit, has had several republications. We are honoured to have him here today at Rise of the Dragon event. Bruce, can you tell us a little bit about Fighting Spirit? How did you get involved with, just in a nutshell, how you actually got involved with writing the book on biography on Bruce Lee?
You mean don't go on too much?
I don't hear
that. I got mugged. I looked for a martial arts teacher. I found a guy called Derek Jones. I trained with him. This was late 80s. So this was 15 years after Enter the Dragon and Bruce Lee and everything. I trained with Derek for a year. And then one day he came round my house with a bag full of videos that he'd edited the fight scenes out of all the Bruce Lee movies. And of course, that was an eye-opener to me, who'd never really studied him or watched any of the films. And he explained what was going on, in especially the Chuck Norris fight and things, and told me how much he could learn from it. So I thought, right, well, I need to know a bit more about this. So what I'm going to do, to cut a long story short, is learn as much as I can. But while I'm doing it, why don't I kind of write my journey into finding out about Bruce Lee for people that don't know everything. So I do as complete an appraisal of his life and work as possible. So I was doing it very much as not as an expert or a teacher, but as a learner, as a novice. But by the time I finished 3 years research and further years of training, then I kind of had a basis for saying, right, now I can present this as a body of work about his life and his teaching. So, I did all the necessary interviews and went to all the necessary places in the days before Google and internet searches. I had to go to film studios and ring people up and go to schools and go to cities. I think I went through about over 1,500 sources to compile the book. So I thought I was lucky enough, being a musician traveling the world, that I was ending up in Oakland, Los Angeles, Seattle, Hong Kong, various places I could do the research paid for. So it worked out, and that's why it probably took a bit longer than it should.
Out of all the people you interviewed for the book, who would you say was the most interesting for you?
Good question. I mean, just little conversations I remember, for instance, was Ruby Chow.
Wow.
Because she just didn't mince words. You could tell she was the person that I spoke to was the person that I'd written about or wrote about or was written that has been written about. I said, she said, oh, huh. She said, martial arts is to help people. He just wanted to hit people. You know, well, that's kind of not a very, you know, generous assessment of him. Yes, you didn't kind of paint a rosy picture of him, shall I say. And Tacky was quite interesting. He said, I don't think you need to mention that. I don't think you need to talk about that. Yes, it's true, but you don't need to talk about that, you know. So I did, but I felt guilty. And the one interview I really regret not doing, the one I was most interested in doing that I didn't do was Brandon Lee. Yeah. And I had all the arrangements to speak to him via his best friend, a guy called Tsuyoshi Abe. And literally a couple of days before I was due to meet him, I unfortunately had the accident on the film set, The Crow. Yeah.
Now, the book's done exceedingly well, but you've gone on to do massive, massive amounts of other books on Bruce Lee. But you've brought one out which is kind of more out the theorising of Bruce Lee and Bruce Lee's philosophies. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, the book's called Complete Teachings. Yeah. And it's kind of because it was three books. You see, I write all these books, but I eventually combine three into one. So that's four books, but it's really the one. Complete Teachings goes into some of the Taoist background, you know, some of the principles of the Tao and some of the actual verses and how they apply directly to what he was teaching. A lot of it extrapolates some of what he wrote in his essays at the University of Washington when he was studying philosophy, and he would do essays on Chinese philosophy as part of his curriculum, and so I've looked at some of those, and he goes into, you know, some quite modern things like quantum physics and neuroplasticity and epigenetics, as he calls, which basically means in a simpler terms is the power of the mind to influence how you are and what you do, you know, like what he would, it's the scientific name for positive thinking. As you know, he also read all those books like Norman Vincent Peale and he was incredibly positive in his attitude and mindset, but he'd studied a lot of those books.
And you're very proud of that book, aren't you?
I am, because I think I have to say this without any, you know, angle, but I think it's what I feel, that's what he would have wanted someone to write, you know, apart from all the sort of Be Water t-shirts and things. I think you want someone to take it, his work as seriously as he took it. Now, he had two main facets, didn't he? He was the actor and he was the martial artist. In this one, I'm not so much concentrating on the actor, I'm concentrating on the martial artist, but his art goes very deep. It goes, if you want to follow it, it goes as deep as Confucius or Lao Tse or anything. I think he understood what he was doing to a very great degree. And I think it's my kind, I've taken it upon myself. I think it's my job to emphasize that side of his teaching before it just becomes too superficial and you know, fanzine based.
You've just done the book for today, for the Rise of the Dragon book. Which is an upgraded deluxe version of, what are you calling this?
It was called, there was a version called The Life Worth Remembering, which is kind of like a condensed version of Fighting Spirit, but very image heavy. It's like 300 colour images in it. And for this event, I added an extra 30, 30-page photo section, so it's now quite a juicy book. Mm. So it's I'd now just called the book the 50th Anniversary Special, just so it's not confused with anything else. But it is basically a condensed and revised and updated Fighting Spirit with lots of pictures plus extra pictures.
Yeah. The sales have been very good today, would you say? With people have been buying it quite...
People seem quite... I'm pleased that because I brought some complete teachings with me, and I sold all of those. But people are interested in it. And I haven't publicised it. I've done it specially for today. I mean, it will be available on general sale maybe in a couple of months, Christmas time.
Oh, perhaps Bruce's birthday, November 27th.
November 27th would be a good day to bring it out, Yeah, absolutely.
Bruce, thank you very much for your time. That's excellent.
Thanks. Cheers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. They both come in giftable boxes with savings up to $46 and free shipping for a limited time. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.